Ladies and escapades, or escapees.
What does that mean?
It means when you escape and you're an escapee. Andy here, day 247 of the Inner Winner Show, literally the best podcast that I currently participate in. So today, we are going to cover getting the fuck out of Dodge.
Dodge.
As the saying goes, from a movie or some shit. I don't even know what I'm talking about here, but don't accept other people's impositions. That is the topic for today. Mm-hmm. Where are we right now, young lady? I'll introduce, for the first time ever, my guest, Imogen.
Hi.
She's my girlfriend now, as of 3 days ago.
You said that
when I stuck her my episode. Penis in her pussy for the first time and lost my virginity.
No.
I'm actually a virgin, guys. I forgot to tell anyone.
In a park?
We're in a park.
We're usually in parks.
We're miles from home. We fled our city once again, lockdown bullshit.
Yeah.
Because we had 4 cases of COVID.
Yeah.
COVID-19, also known as coronavirus. If you guys don't know what that is,
coronavirus.
It's basically a type of virus that gets into your body and makes you feel a little sad for a couple of days. I believe that's the first symptom. The second symptom is if anyone catches it, everybody else around them goes into a blind panic and freaks the fuck out. That's the big symptom. So there's 4 cases in our entire state of Queensland, Australia.
Yeah.
And they decided, you know what? 4 cases. We're Australia. We're better than every other country. We can't afford to be having 4 cases.
Yeah.
We want no cases. So we're going to go into a lockdown,
mandatory masks. Yeah.
Lockdown for 3 days because that'll knock the virus on the head. Good job. Definitely hired for a virus. From a virus forever. That's a very good technique.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they used that during the Great Plague, during the Spanish flu, during swine flu. I believe they've used that for every flu. It's not just a new thing that they've started doing. I believe that is the smartest way to deal with any viral infection. Hide from it.
Yeah.
So I'm taking the piss here. I'm not actually taking the piss. You're taking the piss if you lock down a city or a state, a city, for 4 cases of a fucking virus. We've had 6 deaths in the entire state ever, by the way, from COVID. So definitely worth freaking out about. Anyway, so cut to the chase. We decided, do you know what? You can suck a fat dick. We're not going to sit here under another lockdown. I'm sick of walking around without a mask on and having every cunt film me and yell at me and say, oh, you're going to get a fine from the police. You're going to jail because it's like a $1,500 fine. I'm sick of getting accosted on the street. So we decided, you know what? Fuck these little plebs. We're going to take some responsibility, which we did anyway, the first lockdown. We left Melbourne, our first city, because we were sick of lockdowns there.
Yeah.
And we're now in this nice, sunny area called the Gold Coast. Oh, doesn't that sound fancy? We're actually staying in a smaller area called Surfer's Paradise. Ooh, that sounds so incredibly Australian, doesn't it? Like Gold Coast and Surfer's Paradise. Like there's like a million beaches here.
Yeah, it's just like a little beach city.
Yeah, it's fucking lovely. And so the concept that we're going to talk about here, this isn't just going to be a 15-minute rant about COVID, because you guys have heard enough of them from me at this point in time.
From everyone for about the last 12 months. But yeah.
So what we're going to talk about is not accepting other people's rules on you or rules that people will want to put on you.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked in the past about this concept of like other people have a different rule book to you.
Mm.
And right now, the government's rule book, and it seems like a lot of people's rule book, is lockdown, don't go outside, wear a mask, you know, everything's scary, no interaction with other people, don't see your friends, you know, don't exercise, don't be healthy, don't do anything good, just sit at home and like wait for the virus to just magically disappear, which isn't how a virus works.
Yeah, essentially don't live your life and
cease
doing all things that bring you joy.
And if that makes your mental health suffer and you become depressed and alcoholic like I did for most of 2020 and suicidal at one point, I've talked about that in previous podcasts, bad luck. Fuck you, bad luck. And so that's the rule book of a lot of governments right now and a lot of people in general, right? There's a lot of people that just go, I don't give a fuck about your mental health or your business or, you know, anything you might want to be doing or you seeing your friends or your life. Like, fuck you. You have to stay inside. And the premise of this podcast is don't accept that rule book. Don't accept anybody's rule book unless you decide it's your own rule book. And so we decided this time, just like we did the first time when we left our city of Melbourne, no, we're not okay with this rule book. We're not going to live by these rules. And you said before, when we were coming up with the notes for this podcast, you said, come at it from the point of view of telling people, like, there's always something you can do. And there is always some little bit of freedom that you can get, or some way you can not accept somebody else's rules for you. And that's kind of the general topic that we're going to cover today. Like, just because someone says you have to do something doesn't mean you don't, that, sorry, doesn't mean you have to do that. Yeah. It is your life.
And I think particularly with this case, it's very easy to say, like, it's a government mandate. Like, you know, we live in this city where they've imposed this. Like, it starts effective as of, like, this evening. That's, like, 6 hours away.
Yeah, 4 hours notice, by the way. 5 hours notice. Like, hey, as of 5 p.m. tonight, you'll have to wear masks and you can't go outside and it's lockdown. It's, like, 5 hours notice. Great.
And there's nothing you can do, but...
There's always something you can do. We left. And then if your next answer... Yeah, sorry, you carry on. I won't interrupt.
Similarly, when we moved out of Melbourne, so we moved interstate, I think, like, a lot of family and friends that I had were saying, like, you know, this really sucks, but there's not much we can do. Like, there's a lot...
There's always something you can do about it, for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of excuses for things like this. Because I will say, like, yes, it does take a bit of extra effort and you need to actually want it to move interstate and, like, pick up and leave. Like, there's costs associated, but... Us saying that, like, we're not happy with lockdowns and we really wanted it, like, there are always steps, like you said, there are always steps you can take to solve that problem, or at least make it better at the very least.
And I want to flesh this out and not just talk, we're not solely talking about, like, freedoms and, you know, when your freedoms are eroded, what do you do? We're talking about anytime there's some sort of excuse that comes up in your own mind. You know, like, plenty of people say, well, the government's making us lock down and wear masks. There's nothing we can do about that. There's that. That's one example. I also want to cover the idea or the example of plenty of guys come to, you know, my podcast, our forums, hit me up for coaching, stuff like that. And they will say, I'm short and so I can't get laid, or I'm overweight, so I can't get laid. I'm Asian, so I can't get laid. How many fucking of my clients have been Asian at this point? I just did a coaching call with a dude this morning who was Asian. Like, how many Asians who follow my shit are like, what do you mean you can't get laid because you're Asian? What the fuck is wrong with you? But that's an excuse that people use all the time. Had a guy email and say, like, hey, you know, I'm a black guy. Like, have you ever worked with black guys? Do you think black guys can get laid? And it's like, yes, I do believe that black is a fucking fetish on Pornhub, you fucking weirdo. But the point is, like, the point that I'm getting to is people have all manner of excuses as to why they can't do something, whether that's getting laid, whether that's leaving a lockdown area or a lockdown scenario, whether that's making money. That's a really good one that people have. Like, I can't make money for X, Y reason. Whether it's leaving, whether it's ending a relationship, whether it's traveling to a different country, moving to a different city. Oh, I can't because I got all my friends and family. Oh, I can't leave my job. Oh, well, I don't have a job when I'm there. There's always something that you can do. And this ties very nicely into a podcast that I did ages ago. It was like at the start of the lockdown. So it was like almost a year ago now. It might have even, no, it would have been like May last year. So almost a year. Mm. And the point of this podcast was, it was something like, I'm under COVID lockdowns and I can't do anything. I called it something like that. And the whole premise of that one was, again, there's always something you can do. If you're in lockdowns right now, leave. If you can't leave, fine. Hit the gym. If you can't hit the gym because your gyms are closed, fine. Work out at home. Lose fat. Start working on your Tinder pictures. Start ordering some clothes from online. Start saving a bit of money so that you can buy clothes once you leave. Start going on Tinder and just figuring out how the app works. Go onto my website and read through my Tinder guide. Start familiarizing yourself with that. Hit me up for coaching and start working on your mental health, or read a book that will help you with your mental health. Go and read You Can't Afford the Luxury of a Negative Thought, which is one of my favorite books for working on your mental health and overcoming negative thoughts and being a more positive, optimistic person. You know, there's a million things that you can do. There will always be, in every moment, a million things that you can do. And you cannot let excuses stop you, because there will always be, just like there are always a million things that you can do, there will always be a million excuses that you can use. And right now, we could be sitting back home in Brisbane in our apartment going, oh, this sucks. For the next 3 days, we can't leave the house. Anytime we do leave the house, I'm going to get yelled at because I don't wear a mask. I refuse to be a fucking sheep. I'm going to get abused and idiots are going to yell at me and everyone's going to say I'm killing everyone's grandmother, even though I don't think I've killed probably 5 grandmothers in my whole life, but apparently now I'm the grandmother killer. Yeah. And I was never formally charged for that, okay? That's a joke to anyone who doesn't understand jokes. I've only killed 3 grandmothers. And so, the point is, like, we could be sitting back home right now complaining about lockdowns, about masks, about all that shit that goes with it. But we thought, no, there's something we can do. We can go to a fucking hotel. And I even said as we were driving here, there's a lot of other people on this highway. We drove down this highway or this freeway, and it was incredibly packed, way more than it normally is at 2 p.m. on a Monday afternoon. It was like absolutely like bumper-to-bumper traffic for probably half of it. Because a lot of other people have obviously decided, no, fuck this. I'm done. I'm out. I'm going to go to this nice area, this Gold Coast Surfers Paradise area. I'm going to go in a hotel just like we've done. Mm. Even though it costs money, I'm going to go and stay there because that's better for my mental health. Mm. An excuse that we'll just go with this example a little further. An excuse that some people could use is, well, but I don't have the money. Then take out a bank loan. But then I'd have to pay it back. Then work another job. Like, for every excuse that gets thrown up, and I have to deal with a lot of these. You've seen some of the ones I have to deal with, or I tell you about some of the ones I have to deal with. People will throw up all manner of excuses with getting laid or self-improvement, especially self-improvement. 15 excuses, and I will swat them away and I will say, no, here's how you deal with that. Okay, well, there's also this excuse. And the guys who are serious about improvement, after you swat away like 5 of their excuses or 10, they'll go like, okay, I think I can do this. The ones who aren't will just keep going forever. And after the 10th time, you just go like, you're not serious. Fuck off. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to waste my time with you.
But the people are doing that. They just want a reason to
They want a reason up. To quit.
They
want to
be told that like, yeah, no, you are a lost cause. Like, you just give up. Like, it's fine. You'll never make it.
Yeah, so for sure.
They can kind of just like accept. They're like, okay, like I've been told by some, you know, definitive person that like, it's hopeless. I just shouldn't even try.
Yeah. And you see that every now and then. Not so much on my forums. I think my forums are pretty good because most of the serious guys sign up to my forums because I have such a big barrier to entry. You have to have a picture of yourself. You can blur out your face, but you still have to put a picture of your body at least. And you have to sign a contract saying, I, Andy, commit to taking myself and my goals seriously. So there's like a huge barrier to entry. So I'm weeding out all the people who aren't serious from the get-go. But even then, every now and then, you'll get someone who's just looking for, as you said, looking for permission to quit.
Yeah.
And there was recently, I'm not going to say who it was, obviously, because I like the guy. I like this guy, but he's going through some tough shit, right? And someone literally said to him, are you just looking for an excuse to quit? Are you just looking for us to tell you that it's okay to quit? Because if that's what you're looking for, we're never going to give that to you. Mm. We are never going to tell you that it's okay to quit or that you're a hopeless case or that you can't be helped. Because everybody can be helped. Everybody can improve themselves. Man, woman, whoever the fuck you are, whatever station, whatever your station in life, there is a million things that you can do. Even if you are hideously ugly and deformed and you think that like, no woman will ever love me. I've had this sometimes where they'll say exactly that. And then I say, then shut the fuck up. Work 3 jobs for 2 years to save enough money for cosmetic surgery. Like shut the fuck, there is no excuses. I understand that it's harder. There's a guy on the forums. Again, I'm not going to say his name, but fucking awesome guy. I love this guy. Who's goddamn blind. You know who, because I had him on the podcast. So I shouldn't say, I won't say his name. He uses the name The Phoenix. So I did a podcast. Go back and listen to that if you're interested. It's just called like, what I call it? Like how to get laid as a blind guy or something like that. This motherfucker is like blind. And I said to him on a coaching call we did, I said like, I'm not going to lie to you. This is going to be like 15 times harder for you than anyone else. So guess what? 15 times harder is how hard you need to work. Yeah. Get to work, dude. You don't have time to waste. Like, hurry up. Mm-hmm. And this motherfucker's been doing that day in, day out. He posts on the forums still. This is like a year on from there. And he's like, he's improved his fashion. He's working on his hairstyle. He's done like a bunch of shit, right? Mm. There is always something you can do. Yeah. No matter what. If you're a 4-foot guy, I don't give a fuck. Wear some high heels.
Height increasing shoes.
High heels, boys. Wear some high heels. And date women shorter than you. Guess what? There's a lot of women shorter than you. You have a much smaller dating pool than I do or anyone who's taller than you. Sure. So get to work. Hurry the fuck up. Get rich. That'll probably help you as well. I'm not saying you need to spend money on women, but having money to spend will help you work on your appearance because you can, you know, get a better haircut, buy those height increasing shoes as we talked about, dress better, wear a fucking suit if you want to, you know, whatever it takes. Do whatever needs to be done. Mm-hmm. Don't make excuses. There is always something you can do. I will also say, don't let other people tell you what to do. We've covered the topic of there's always something you can do, but don't let other people tell you what to do, including me saying this statement right now. No, I say that on so many coaching calls or podcasts. I will say, I've told you this, like, people will say, oh, Andy, like, I'm not sure if your advice, they'll be talking about a particular issue, but they'll say, I'm not sure if I should listen to you or, I don't know, someone else like Black Dragon, you know, because he says something different to you. I just don't know who's right. And I say, don't listen to what he says. Like, don't take it as the gospel. Don't take what I say as the gospel. Try my advice for a little bit, then try his advice for a little bit and see what works. I can't tell you how many times the person I say that to will say, wait, are you saying that I shouldn't listen to you? And I'm like, yeah, how the fuck do you even know that I'm correct? Like, I'm just a dude. Don't trust everything I say is the gospel. Go out and try it for yourself and see if it works for you. I don't want anyone to just be a fan of mine. I hate that word. I hate people who just take someone and everything they say and say, that's all correct. That's all perfect. I'm going to do everything they say. That's the quickest way to get yourself manipulated. Not that I'm going to manipulate you, but you don't know that. And there are plenty of people out there who will manipulate you. And so your mission in life, guys and girls, has to be figure out your own path through the jungle, so to speak, your own life path. Figure out what advice you want to listen to. And just because someone comes up to you and says, hey, you have to do this. No, you don't. You always have a choice. Even if this is going to be an extreme example. Even if a police officer literally came up to you and had a gun and said, hey, you have to do this, you still have the choice to refuse. Now, you're probably going to get your ass beaten. And so I don't recommend that choice, but you always have a choice in every fucking moment. If someone came up to you and said, I've said this before, if someone came up to me, there are a million different principles that I hold that are, there's not a million, but there's a bunch of different principles that I hold that if someone came up to me and said, you have to go against that principle or I will kill you. A lot of people would say, oh, you don't have a choice. I'd say, no, I have a choice. Kill me. And I would happily die because that's my choice. And now that's an extreme example. I'm not saying that you guys have to be that psychotically principled or deeply principled. But there is always a choice. I'm trying to get across to you that I will never accept ever the excuse of I don't have a choice. I'm a victim. There's nothing I can do.
I mean, I think we've spoken about it before, but who is it? It's Jocko Willink,
yeah.
Who talks about extreme ownership. And I even think there's a section in Mark Manson's book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. It talks about, I can't remember who, but somebody that wrote a book and they were like, you know, like they were a prisoner of war and they did like a self-reflection that was like, what, okay, how is this my fault?
And yeah, perfect. That is brilliant. How did I get myself here? Liberating. What can I do better next time?
It's very liberating to say that like, I'm in it's basically admitting that you're in control. This is my responsibility, because as soon as you take it out of your own hands and you say there's nothing I can do, I'm stuck in this situation, like I'm a victim to circumstance, that's when there's like that anger and resentment and despair and
bitterness. Yeah,
because you're not the one in control.
Yeah, life, you're not the captain of your ship.
Yeah, life's just dealing you a bad hand, and that is if you've put yourself in a position where you're telling yourself that you can't change the hand that you're given, of course you're going to be like bitter and resentful and hopeless.
Like, and you're going to hate guys like me and girls like you who decide to take life into our own hands, which you see sometimes. I don't have a ton of haters, but I have a fair few haters. And the thing that they hate more than anything is when I say, you can do this too. They fucking hate that. Boy, do they hate that. A lot of stuff on my website triggers a lot of people, as in like, you know, they're angry that I've built a cool life, but... And I don't have a ton of haters, to be fair. I think I come across as fairly genuine. And so you have to be a pretty unhappy person to dislike the message I'm putting out. But the haters that I do have, the thing they hate most is not all the things I've done or what I'm working on. It's when I say, hey, you can do this too. Here's a step-by-step guide. Please, I want you to do this too. I really don't want you to be a victim. You can do it. Because I'm tearing down their victim narrative. I'm saying you don't get to be hopeless. You don't get to be a little crybaby. Like, you have the power to change. You have to be a man or a woman. There's plenty of women that listen. You have to, like, woman up or man up and do something about it.
Yeah. I mean, that's when you get the people saying that, like, what you've done is invalid because you haven't had to deal
They'll come up with an excuse. XYZ, like,
you're tall.
Oh, but you're not black, so that's why. And it's like, okay, go and read the depression article that I wrote a couple of weeks ago. And I recorded it as a YouTube video detailing my like 8 years of suicidal thoughts and abusive relationships. And, you know, my father doesn't fucking love me and all that kind of shit. Go like, please, please tell me that like life was easy for the first 8 years. And now that's not me crying. That's not me saying I'm a victim, but everybody has their own shit to deal with.
Of course.
it's not a pissing contest. You don't have to see who's... It's not Victim Olympics. What do they call it? Is it Victim Olympics? Is that what they...
I
think that's what the people refer to when they're talking about, like, well, I'm transgender and black, so, you know, it's the hardest for me. Well, I'm a woman, and so it's the hardest for me. It's like a Olympic Games where you're trying to... Whoever's the most victimized is the winner. Mm. Victim Olympics. I think that's what they call it. It's not a Victim Olympics. This isn't a competition to see whose life was the shittest. Whatever hand you got dealt, there's always something you can do.
Of course.
And you mentioned that book a while ago. I'll leave a link in the description below to it. The Jocko Willink book. It's called Extreme Ownership. Jordan Peterson talks about the same topics, but the point of extreme ownership was every situation, you got yourself into it, whether accidentally or not, it doesn't matter. There's always something you can learn from it. There's something you can do right now to get out of it. And there's something you can do in the future to make sure it doesn't happen again. I'm never going to understand people who say, like, oh, you know, there's nothing I can do, and are happy to play that victim or to have that victim mentality. Because to me, it's not even that I'm judging them, although I do judge the shit. I try not to judge them. I try and be empathetic. You've seen me, especially on the forums and shit. I try and help people and say, like, come on, like, don't be a victim. You can change it. So I'm pretty empathetic, but it terrifies me. I don't understand how they do it. Like, my biggest fear is being a victim. That's my biggest fear, because what that means is exactly what you said before. I can't do anything to change this. Holy shit, then I'm not the master of my own life. Holy shit, then other people can use me, manipulate me. I have no idea where I'm going to end up. It's like a fear of the unknown. I have a panic attack, or pretty much have a panic attack, if I think about being a victim. Because I'm like, holy shit, like, I'm a prisoner. They could do anything they want to me. Like, that's why, I guess that's why I push you guys and girls so much to take life into your own hands, take matters into your own hands, grab life by the balls or the tits. I don't know what gender life is. It's probably fucking both. And grab the tits and the balls of life and squeeze as hard as you can and milk those titties and milk those balls, right? We're going to have to mark this podcast as explicit now. When I upload the podcast,
I have to... I hope you mark all of your podcasts.
I don't mark all of them. I'm going to say, like, 95% of them I do. But every now and then I do a normal one, like the depression one, where it's not crazy.
I feel like you'd probably still say something inappropriate.
I'm never inappropriate.
Get it in there.
When am I ever? Just get it in there. That's inappropriate. That's sexual.
Yeah.
Just get it in there.
Yeah.
That's what she said. Just get it in there. And he was like, no, I'm in a foreplay. And she's like, just bang it in. I don't have time for this. Stop fucking foreplaying. Don't romance it. Just shove it in. And I was like, you're my kind of woman. I actually don't like that. I like a bit of foreplay. Nah. Sometimes we are just like straight to the point. Anyway, you've distracted me. Another good book that's pretty useful is one I'll give a shout out to. I'm pretty sure one of my clients, and I think you'll know who. I'm pretty sure he recommended this book. He did. He recommended this book to me. It's called How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World. I'll leave a link in the description below to that. That is the best book ever. If you're someone who's suffering from lockdowns right now or feeling like things are not in your control, maybe you live at home with your parents. There's plenty of guys that hit me up for coaching or that just, you know, send an email or whatever, and they're living at home with their parents. They feel a bit like, fuck, this isn't fair. I have to kind of do what my parents tell me to, which maybe you, that's a choice. You don't have to do what they're
saying. Choosing to live with them.
Yeah, I understand that you're choosing. So don't say I have to do what my parents say, but say I want to do what my parents want because, like, I want to respect their house that I'm living in. Fine. Point that I'm getting to is if you're in that situation, read this book, How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World. It basically teaches you to get your head right, to get your mindset right, how to find those little moments of freedom and reframe things in your head and say, no, do you know what? Maybe I am under lockdown right now, but I have my own freedom. They can never take my mind from me. They can never break me, all of that kind of shit. So it's a great book for that kind of stuff. Jocko Willink's book is also great. This is your life. Don't let other people impose their will on you.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you would like to add, young lady, as we sit in this beautiful park with these beautiful geese, which have been like incredibly docile and haven't made a single sound this whole podcast. I'm very proud of these geese. There's some geese like right in front of us, big white motherfuckers, yep. And they've been very quiet.
Good job. Things like kingfishers and magpies.
These people won't know what any of those birds are. Those are very people Australian birds. We have koalas.
Do people not?
Imogen's cuddling a koala right now, and I'm riding a kangaroo. What other animals do they know? There's a crocodile.
Ibis.
Snakes. No, what a famous, like, kookaburra.
Wombats.
Wombat. We got 6 wombats here right now.
Wallabies.
There's 7 wallabies.
We've got all sorts of weird shit, like quolls and quokkas.
They won't know what that is.
Numbats.
They won't know what
Nobody
any of that is.
Nobody knows what a numbat is. They're pretty cool.
So, yeah, these are all pets that we all have. We all, every Australian has 7 of these pets each. And is there anything you would like to add on that general topic of, like, Can you stop staring at the birds and getting distracted and answer the fucking strange. Question? It's like no, having a child on the podcast. Okay. Let's summarize. You want to summarize? I'll let you summarize because I did 3/4 of the talking.
In summary, don't let... I think it's basically the title of the podcast or the subject, but don't let other people impose their will onto you.
Yeah.
Don't be a victim to your situation. Take ownership of your life and your circumstances.
Yeah. There's always a little bit you can do. Even if your life sucks right now and there genuinely isn't a huge amount you can do, something is better than nothing. I guess we can talk about that. Even if, like I said, even if you're in lockdowns or something and all you can do is do a couple of push-ups or something, or, you know, if girls are weird in your area and they're all wearing masks because they're all freaked out about a fucking flu virus, you can still go and, like, hit on them. There are plenty of guys right now who are hitting on girls while wearing a mask. Like, please don't let that be an excuse. There's always some little thing. And if you can't do any of those things, like I said, just lose some weight. Go and read my Tinder guide. Listen through some of these older podcasts. There's some real gems in the back of this, like, in the early days of this podcast that people are obviously going to miss because maybe you just found the podcast recently. Go and read some books. Expand your mind. There's always something you can do that will be pushing you forward to your towards your goals. Mm. And even if right now you can't go out and do something monumental, there's always something small you can do. A little baby step every day. That's all you really need to be doing here. And fuck lockdowns. Fuck masks. Don't fuck in masks. That's weird. I guess we'll also shout out. What are we going to shout out? We're going to shout out coaching. That's right. We're going to say coaching. We had that big passionate shit. Big passionate podcast just then. If you're at a point where you're feeling, you know, bummed, depressed, whatever it is, like, just honestly, I did that depression podcast a couple of days ago. Just reach out to me. Like, I'm here.
Yeah, I will say, like, if there are circumstances where you do feel hopeless and there's nothing I can do, all of that, it absolutely helps to have someone to bounce off.
Yeah.
For somebody that's not in the thick of it to be like, no, there's, like, 100 things you can do. Like,
yeah,
let me think of some for you, because when you're in, you know, in that moment of despair, it's hard to be like, think of all these possibilities of, like,
yeah, because
it's hard to
hopeless.
Think of the possibilities.
It's hard to figure out what you can do when you're right in the middle of it. It's easier for someone else, like me, or whether that's someone on my forums or a friend. Like, just reach out to someone, basically, someone who's not you. Again, I'm here if you want me to. I will kick your absolute fucking ass into gear. And even if you're in lockdowns or you're depressed or whatever, I'll give you the most productive, like, goddamn 3 months of your life. But if you want that, I'll leave a link in the description below. But just do something, basically. Don't do nothing. Do something. Hit me up for coaching if you want it. Otherwise, go on the forums and post on there and do something. Adios, amigos. We're going to go play with some geese. We're going to go kiss some ducks and geese.
I don't think that would feel very nice.
It'd feel good for me, though, not them.
No, I think it wouldn't feel good for you.